Dr. Thomas Caulfield, Senior Vice President and General Manager of the GlobalFoundries Fab 8 site, answered questions about the company's growth and investments. He also addressed a round of voluntary buyouts and layoffs that have grabbed headlines recently. It was revealed last month that the company had laid off about 150 workers at its facility in Saratoga County and the former IBM facility in East Fishkill, though the company would not specify how many jobs were lost at each location. Caulfield explained that changes in the technology market have affected the company that produces technology for smartphones and other devices.
Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you have high customer concentration, meaning you don't have a diversity of customers, and you have an overdependency on one another. And if one of your clients has a disproportionate amount of business difficulty, and their business can be cyclical too, competitive landscape changes, it can impact guys like us, and it has.
Since January 1st, GlobalFoundries has had a net gain of 500 jobs in Malta. Caulfield described the layoffs as trimming and optimization, but did not downplay the impact on those affected. He said some hiring in areas where the company may need key skills is possible. The upcoming year will be focused on growing the business now that the infrastructure in Malta is put in place.
But 16 is a year for Fab 8 to take what we've invested over the last, you know, X number of years since the shovel came in the ground here, and execute the capacity we put in place, right, to service our customers and grow our business, and get through 16, get that business, get those products in for our customers, and use that to start to grow our capacity again.
Caulfield said the key for the future is client diversity, which is why the move to acquire IBM's semiconductor manufacturing operations is important, as it allows GlobalFoundries to offer different kinds of technology. The company announced this week that by acquiring IBM's microelectronics division, GlobalFoundries is able to produce industry-leading 14-nanometer technology from the Fab 8 site. The company also announced a deal with AMD that will incorporate 14-nanometer into AMD's products. During his presentation, Caulfield announced that a deal to purchase 135 acres from the Luther Forest Technology Campus for potential expansion is being finalized. Although there are no plans yet to build a second fab, Caulfield said the extra acreage will allow for any future development.
If and when this company decides to do its next fab at Leading Edge, the opportunity to do it here is the highest because you leverage your economic scale, your footprint. But if you don't have property or utilities, you can't. So you start planning for that potential early on because it takes years to get ready for that. The first step of that, for doing that potential, was first to secure the land.
Caulfield said the growth in Saratoga County would not put a drain on the former IBM facility in East Fishkill. He reiterated that diversification is key to keeping operations afloat throughout the Northeast.
There's plenty of other ways to differentiate yourself in the semiconductor space, provide value to your customers, make money, and be relevant.
GlobalFoundries also operates the former IBM plant near Burlington, Vermont. Last week, the company announced $55 million in new investments in that facility. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.